It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay.
Two Hard Day's Night, the Beatles. Welcome back to the second hour of 33-45-78 this week. And we're going to play some more Beatles for you. And then I'm going to get into my CanCon section towards the end of the show and play a whole bunch of Beatles covers by Canadian bands. And Pierce Hemmingson is my guest this week on the program. And did you know there was a band named the Canadian Beatles?
I did, yeah. there was a, you know, in that crazy period in early 64, there were, you know, anybody who could play an instrument, put a wig on and call themselves something like that.
Yeah, it's true. There was like albums that came out by the Bugs. There was the Beatles. There was all these weird little bands. There were songs of tributes to the Beatles, like We Love You Beatles and mm-hmm. My Boyfriend's Got a Beatle Haircut.
Record companies could not move quickly enough to get products like that out because they sold.
It's amazing. And the one whole section of your book, it's advertisements for different products mm-hmm. featuring the Beatles. I mean, they have Beatles combs, lunch boxes. I mean, just about everything you can think of.
The first product in Canada was the wig. And I guess priced here in Toronto at $30, not many kids could afford the Beatle wig. But after Ed Sullivan, the price had come down to $3. So a lot more wigs showed up after that.
Yeah, I knew a kid that got caught for stealing at Eaton's Yorkdale, stealing a Beatles wig. Wasn't me.
Okay.
I never wear a Beatles wig. Just talking about these things, I mean, bring us so many amazing memories of the times. And we're going to go now into the summer of 1964. I mean, when you consider what the Beatles had been doing, touring Europe, touring England, coming over to America for about a month with the 3 weeks on the Ed Sullivan Show and the concert in Washington, and then going and filming A Hard Day's Night, a whole film, mm-hmm. getting back on the road again. By the summer of 1964, they had already announced that they were going to be touring North America, and the Hard Day's Night movie was coming out.
Yeah, so tickets for their tour, well, their Toronto tour concert went on sale in April of 64. So kids lined up, you know, along Carlton Street to get those tickets. They had to hold on to those tickets for months and months and months, waiting for the Beatles to arrive. But you mentioned the film, Hard Day's Night. Canadian kids could see the Beatles for the first time on a big screen. They did a what was called a closed circuit broadcast, the way they did it for boxing matches. They actually showed the Washington concert in Toronto cinemas, and that was kind of like a taster for kids before they came to Toronto. Of course, A Hard Day's Night was released on film in early August before the Beatles came here as well. So a lot of kids went to see those movies just so they could see the Beatles.
One really interesting thing that you've got in the book that always perplexed me was, like, how did Paul McCartney get an Ontario Provincial Police badge that he wore on the cover of the Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band album? And you go into that in detail.
Absolutely. I went into a lot of detail on that because it has become, part and parcel of Sgt. Pepper. You know, that album's coming up on its 50th anniversary. You open the album up, and there's, on Paul's arm, is like an OPP badge. And we always thought, how did that happen? How did that get to be on his arm? And I got very, very lucky with that story, and it's in the book. And the Beatles were given those badges at Malton Airport in 1964, not 1965 or 66. So those badges had to be sitting on their dressers for a couple of years before Paul decided to grab one and put it on his tunic for the Sgt. Pepper album cover shoot.
You go right into the police officer's background
exactly.
and his family and everything.
It's a good story.
It's a great story. Yeah. It's not just about Beatles. It's about things that happened around Beatlemania as well. Yeah. That's really what you cover, eh?
It was one man who had kids who were Beatles fans, and he just wanted to say thank you to the Beatles and had the opportunity on the tarmac at the airport to hand them some souvenirs of their visit to Toronto.
That's a really great story. What was it like in Toronto in 1964, September the 7th?
Well, it was declared Beatles Day in Toronto, and the newspapers, especially the Toronto Telegram, they were counting down to what they call B-Day, not the French version of B-Day, but it was B-Day, and the papers were covering all of their concerts as they moved along the U.S. tour, as they moved towards Toronto. Toronto had learned from what happened in Vancouver on August 22nd, where the security broke down. So the Toronto police really did an incredible job of maintaining the peace while the Beatles were in the city over the Labor Day weekend, and everything went off well. Kids were out all night outside the King Edward Hotel on King Street and Victoria Street, and all around Maple Leaf Gardens, and getting the Beatles from the hotel into Maple Leaf Gardens was done using a police paddy wagon. It all went so smoothly. I think that counted a lot towards the fact that the Beatles only ever came back to Toronto on the 65 and 66 tours.
Yeah, they missed Montreal and Vancouver.
Yep.
Yeah, that's quite amazing. What happened about the second show? There was only supposed to be one show.
Well, Harold Ballard saw all these kids lined up in April. It was a rainy day, and he just figured instantly that if half of these kids that were lined up only could get tickets, the rest of them would leave with money in their pockets that he wouldn't see. So he quickly printed up tickets for a second show without Brian Epstein knowing about it or giving his permission. I believe that was the reason that Brian Epstein refused to come to Toronto on the Labor Day weekend in 64. He was pretty angry with how brash Harold Ballard was to add a second show and sell tickets to Beatles fans without his permission. So in the end, Maple Leaf Gardens now holds the record for the venue in North America that held the most number of Beatles concerts. They held six. No other venue in North America can rank with six shows the way that Maple Leaf Gardens did.
So Ballard was proven right.
He was
in the end.
In the end, he was a good guy for Beatle fans because they sold upwards of 100,000 tickets over 3 years.
So a far cry from the Harold Ballard that turned up the heat during a Rolling Stones concert in the gardens to sell more pop.
That's something for the next book. Apparently, in the 65 show, he turned up the heat and he got rid of the small and medium cups and only had large cups.
Yeah, he was a
businessman.
Oh, was he ever? And we're going to hear some more Beatles stuff. I Should Have Known Better is one of my favorite Beatles songs. I think there were about three songs that the Beatles did that, to me, just made me shiver. when I first heard them, it was like, whoo, what? I didn't know what happened to me. Did you have any experiences like that with certain Beatles songs?
All the time.
Yeah?
You know, I mean, I don't know if I love the Beatles, but I love their records. And each one got better and better.
Mm-hmm. Here's I Should Have Known Better.
back again. That boy isn't good for you, though he may want you to. This boy wants you back again.
So happy when you dance with me. I don't wanna kiss or hold your hand. If it's funny, try and understand. There is really nothing else I'd rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. I don't need to hug or hold you tight. I just wanna dance with you all night. In this world there's nothing I would rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you, just to dance with you is everything I need. Before this dance is through, I think I'll love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. If somebody tries to take my place, let's pretend we just can't see his face. In this world there's nothing I would rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you, just to dance with you. Oh, is everything I need. Before this dance is through, I think I'll love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. If somebody tries to take my place, let's pretend we just can't see his face. In this world there's nothing I would rather do. I've discovered I'm in love with you. Oh, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. Oh, oh, oh.
I got every reason on earth to be mad, 'cause I just lost the only girl I had. If I could get my way, I get myself locked up today, but I can't, so I cry instead. I got a chip on my shoulder that's bigger than my feet. I can't talk to people that I meet. If I could see you now, I'd try to make you sad somehow, but I can't, so I cry instead. Don't wanna cry when there's people there. I get shy when they start to stare. I'm gonna lock myself away, hey, but I'll come back again someday. I'm gonna do you better, hide all the girls. I'm gonna break their hearts all around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break them in two. I'll show you what your loving man can do. Until then, I'll cry instead. Don't wanna cry when there's people there. I get shy when they start to stare. I'm gonna hide myself away, hey, but I'll come back again someday. I wanna do you better, hide all the girls, 'cause I'm
gonna break their hearts all around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break them in two and show you what your loving man can do. But till then, I'll cry instead. Tell me why you cried and why you lied to me. Tell me why you cried and why you lied to me. Well, I gave you everything I had, but you left me sitting on my own. Did you have to treat me all so bad? All I do is have my head.
Beatles in Canada, the origins of Beatlemania, and this is CIUT-FM 89.5, University of Toronto. Steve Rootman here with 334578, and my guest this week is Pierce Hemmingson, and he's the author of The Beatles in Canada. You have a volume two that you're working on, of course, and we mentioned that earlier, and that must be an interesting thing to look into, because, I mean, you have to go right up to, I guess, the Love album. Because that was a Canadian connection as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty much focused on going up until the Let It Be album and the breakup of the Beatles. I could go on and on and on, but I got enough on my hands right now. The period I'm going to cover, obviously, is probably the greatest period of the Beatles' career, covering 1964 through 1970. So there's a mountain of material I'm working with. And I want to make sure I break the story into two equal parts. So I got to get into a lot of detail, as I did with the Red Book. And I've got great audio material to go with the book as well, just like we had with the audio companion disc. There's going to be some great material on the audio side of it that links it all to the story as well.
Okay, so can you give us a few previews of things that you might be looking into with this new book?
Sure.
Other than the other two Beatle concerts that took place in 65 and 66.
Well, we have, of course, the John and Yoko visits in 1969. They came to Toronto three times. We have the Butcher story about the Canadian Butcher album. On top of the Butcher story, we've got the Sgt. Pepper story. We've got the White album. We're going to get into some of the unique aspects of the Canadian recordings. We're going to get into the stories. Gosh, we had unique access from the CBC, Chum, all kinds of radio stations had clips from the Beatles that were proprietary. So there's a boatload of information to kind of distill into a blue book that will match the same size and scale of the Red Book.
Now, you say you had a harder time, like, collecting information for the first book, whereas the second book, it's a harder time distilling it.
Yeah, I think... For the Red Book, I mean, obviously, I was too young when rock and roll hit Canada. You got to remember, that goes back to the, 1956 period. But I certainly was awake and paying attention between 1964 and 1970, so I've got a lot more things to say about that period as a Beatles fan would. So I think there's going to be a lot more of my own input, if you will, to the Blue Book.
Lastly, did you get to see the Beatles perform at all?
Well, I never got to the concerts in Toronto. I wasn't living here then, but I did see them live on television, of course, Ed Sullivan, 3 weekends in a row. The first weekend they were live, of course. I saw them in England in 1963 on television, and of course, every other live thing they did, including the Our World broadcast in 1967. I mean, a lot of the Beatles stuff was televised after they became famous. So, and of course, nightly news, everything. I loved it.
8 Days a Week just came out last September. Mm-hmm. Did you like that film?
I did. You know, I mean, you always want more when it comes to the Beatles. But I saw it today. It opened here at Yonge and Dundas. I was lucky enough to see it in Hamburg a couple of weeks later, and that was interesting with German subtitles. But it was packed in Hamburg, and we were lucky. We had Jürgen Vollmer, the photographer, the man who cut the Beatles' hair way back in 1962. He was there to open it up. That was a real treat.
Thanks ever so much for coming down here, Bruce.
Well, thank you.
You know, I from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for all the work you've done. I mean, it's just a labor of love.
My pleasure.
Just amazing book, Beatles in Canada.
And I can't wait to hear all of these cover versions that you've got lined up.
Okay, we're going to start off with She Loves You by The Satellites. They're from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. This goes back to an album that they put out back in 1985.
I tell you she loves you. You lost your love. Well, I saw her yesterday. Oh, it's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say. She said she loves you. And you know that can't be bad. She loves you, and you know you should be glad. She says you hurt her so. She almost lost her mind. Now she says she knows you're not the hurt. She loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Well, no, 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 no. She said she loves you, and you know you should be glad. Yeah.
called Hold Me Tight. One, two, three, four.
It feels all right now. Hold me tight. Let me go on loving you tonight, tonight. Making love to only you. So hold, hold me tight,
me tight.
Tonight,
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 tonight.
It's you.
Beatles stuff, and we're doing some CanCon right now. justify our existence here. You are listening to 33.45.78 on CIT Radio. Also heard on various other stations throughout the land and even in England. It's on CHMR FM, Memorial University in St. John's. It's also heard at Radio Belle Island, Newfoundland. Radio VGR in Thetford, UK. Blue Water Radio up in Hanover, Ontario on CFBW. VOBB, the voice of Bond Bay, Newfoundland. BOIR, the Bay of Islands Radio in Corner Brook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, Newfoundland, and also on Community Radio CIOE, FM, Lower Sackville, Halifax, Nova Scotia. Welcome to you all. Of course, it emanates out of the Map Room of Hard House at CIUT Radio, 89.5 FM, University of Toronto. Well, I played The Satellites for you, She Loves You. And that's off a 45 single on Axe Records. They're from Toronto. Fergus Hamilton's still out there playing. In fact, he was playing last weekend here in Toronto. Then we went to Short Turn, a band from Toronto as well, with Hold Me Tight, off of their album called Don't Get Around Much Anymore on Heavenly Jukebox Records. Kirk Elliott, Sharon Keats, George Meanwell, Stuart Elliott, and Howard Linscott were the band. From there, we went to Ottawa with the five-man electrical band and You're Gonna Lose That Girl off of their self-titled five-man electrical band album on Capitol Records. That was one of the Capitol 6000 series albums. Of course, the Beatles recorded that for Help in 1966. Hold Me Tight was recorded for Beatlemania with the Beatles in 1963. And of course, everybody knows about She Loves You. But what about I've Just Seen a Face? That's coming up next year on 33.45.78. I've got a bluegrass band from Corunna, Ontario called Pulse Creek, who recorded on Green Tree Records. In 1982, they put out their Pulse Creek album. And of course, the Beatles version of I've Just Seen a Face was from Rubber Soul in 1965. Here are Pulse Creek.
I can't forget the time or place we just met. She's just a girl to me, and I want all the world to see we met. Ah, na na na. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I would never have been aware. But as it is, I dream of her tonight. Again.
All right. Denny Doherty of the Mamas and the Papas off of his solo album. It's called What You Gonna Do on RCA Victor Records. And here comes the sun, the two of us. Give peace a chance. Before that, we heard The Stitch in Time from Toronto. Got to Get You Into My Life. Off of a 45 single on Yorkville Records, originally from Amherst, Nova Scotia. Of course, they were in Toronto. That was 1966. Pulse Creek started that off with I've Just Seen a Face from 1982. And right now, I got a really, really cool version of Don't Let Me Down by a couple of Canadians. Yes, Fraser and DeBolt. Alan Fraser, Daisy DeBolt, with Ian Gunther on the violin. Just the three of them together off Fraser and DeBolt with Ian Gunther, Columbia Records.
She does, oh, she does, yeah, yeah, she does,
she does.
And if somebody loved me like she do me,
oh, oh, she do me, yeah,
yeah, she does.
Nobody ever
never really done me before. Oh, she done me.
I'm really going to have to let you down because the end of the show is coming up upon us. And what else could I possibly do? I got to make way for the next show. You've been listening to 334578 with me, Steve Fruitman. Thanks to Piers Henningstrom for coming in and sharing so much amazing, cool information with us about the Beatles in Canada. Check him out at his website, the 3ws.beatlesincanada.com. He's also on Twitter at Beatles in Canada. Check me out, too. If you want to hear the show again, or if you want to hear previous versions of 334578 or some of my other shows from the distant past, go to the 3ws.backtothesugarcamp.com. And check them out there. Steve at backtothesugarcamp.com. If you want me to send playlists to you every week, just email me and tell me, and I'll do it. I'm pretty easy to get along with that way. Love to hear from you anyways. Hey, guess what? Like, 2 weeks from today, I've got a member of Moby Grape coming in. Don Stevenson was their drummer. He's going to come in. He's going to play some guitar for us, and we're going to hear a whole bunch of Moby Grape songs. They were just grape. Well, there were grape jokes in those days. That's how they got their name. What goes out to sea and, you know, is gray. It's a Moby Grape. Something like that. Anyways, that's a couple weeks from now on 334578. You're listening to Jeff Healey Band with George Harrison on acoustic guitar while my guitar gently weeps. We'll take us out on this week's edition of 334578.
Yes, but still my guitar gently.